Today's learnings from the Nishma Tzchaim Lutz from Shai Yemesh and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel be Sos to Shalem Echaim Meshim and Malkin and Bracha Basar Malkin at Yitzchak Ben Pegel Din and a Sos for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to continue over here in Simen Reish Nun Zayin. We are still in the middle of Atmana and we are up to Sif Dalet, I believe. Yes, Sif Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Afal Pish ain't time to be Shabbos afilu b'davish emes hevel. You remember we said that on Shabbos, you are not allowed to do any atmana. It doesn't make a difference if it's dava moisef hevel or a dava that's not moisef hevel. It makes no difference. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Im taman boy mu'aydiyim, if I was did atmana in a dava that's not moisef hevel still by day, then iskala mi shecha shecha, and now it got uncovered. Whether niskala means that it got uncovered by itself, but we'll see from the Mishabura, even if it got uncovered, you uncovered it. You're allowed to go ahead and recover it. So now the Mechaber is telling us a little bit of an exception to the rule. Although we said that on Shabbos itself, you cannot be do atmana, even in a davar that's not Maisav Hevel. However, if you did it before Shabbos, and when you came into Shabbos, it was wrapped up, and now it got uncovered, you uncovered it, you took some food out, and now you want to close it up, that you're allowed to. So if I have it wrapped up and I want to wrap it up further, that you're also allowed to do on Shabbos. I want to remove the cover. I will see the Mishabura. I had a thin blanket around it. Now I want to realize, you know what? If I want to maintain the heat, I should put a heavier cover on it. So you want to remove it and add a new one? You're also allowed to. It doesn't make a difference which one creates more heat. It was covered in very thin stuff, which are very, 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 very thick. Okay. Now, we'll just finish up the Mishabur over here. The Mechaber. So Mechaber told us now there's this exception that I could do Hatman on Shabbos, assuming that that mana was already done before Shabbos. So when it came in nighttime, it was already at mana. Now, there's a qualification to this rule that you could do. But who, especially like a dairy called Sarfa, this that we're allowed to change it, put it back, recover it, that's only if the food was cooked completely. Avalim, enim of a shell is called Sarfa. If it's not completely cooked, just adding, even if you're not taking off what's there, you want to add a cover, it's also. Because adding now creates that it cooks better. Since it's not in a special called sarchoi and it's hot, by covering it more, you're going to make it cook more. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it. So let's break this down a little bit to see exactly the cases that we're talking about here in the Mishabura. The Niskala Mishachashech, I got uncovered. Masha Koshev in the Niskala got uncovered. Lav Dafka, doesn't mean that it just happened to get uncovered. Normally the word Niskala means that it happened to get uncovered. This is talking about Zan. If the Niskala happened to get uncovered, you could lechatchila go ahead, uncover it, and recover it. As the Mechaber goes on to explain, why does he use this expression of the Niskala? The af bechi hai gavna she Niskala memela, that it happened to get uncovered, dafka mishecha sheicha, that would only be permitted for you to recover it if that happened when it was already nighttime. Avalim Niskala mebayid yoyim. If it got uncovered during the daytime, meaning Friday, so this is unlike what we learned before, where we had some shitas that held that if I took it off right before the zman, I want to do chazara after the zman. If it's still hot and I forgot about it, are you allowed to do it? No. If you the atmana that you're allowed to recover it on Shabbos, that is only if when it came into Shabbos it was covered up. If you uncovered it before Shabbos, and now all of a sudden you come home Friday night, like, oh, I forgot that I uncovered it, I want to recover it. The fact that it was covered before, the problem is that it was not covered when it came Shabbos, came into Shabbos, you can't go ahead and recover it. If you yourself uncovered it, if you had in mind that I'm going to recover it when it gets dark, then in that case, you're not allowed to do it, okay? Then the Mechaber said that even if it was covered with something thin, you can cover it with something thicker. Philip saw the right Salima. The loitema is ena chashuva hatmana, that this is not, that the fact that it was covered in something so thin, that's not considered hatmana. She ain't a mayo, it doesn't really help. ואם כן, כשמכסה עלו בגלוף קרים בשבס, אבל כמעט מלכתחילה, now I'm going to put something much thicker, much more insulating on top of it, so you might think that that's considered that I'm covering it for the first time, כמש מלון, דאף סודם מוי עמק הקונם במקסס, as long as it was covered with something, that something helps a little bit. Since it helps a little bit, the fact that you're putting on something much more effective, something much more insulating, that is not a problem, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Okay, now, the Mechaber said that if it's not nispasha kol tzarchai, then it is goyer, and then you cover, and then you uncover it, and now you want to recover it, then you can't. Why? Because it's goyer im lo lispasha, you cause it to get cooked. Now, the Mishabura tells us, I am the Bi'er Halacha, look in the Bi'er Halacha. Now, what does the Bi'er Halacha tell us? And the discussion is as follows. The question is like this. We said that if Hatmana was done before Shabbos and I uncover it, I can recover it. So I have this pot, it's covered up, I can recover it. Even if the pot's on the blech, if it's uncovered, I uncovered it, I can recover it. As long as it's in the special kol tzarchei. What happens if it's not in the special kol tzarchei? So here's a question. So the Mechaber said you can't do it. There's a question in the Poskim. Is the Mechaber talking about when you're on a case where it's Dover Shem Moisef Chaim, therefore, by recovering it, you're making it cook? However, if it's Dover Shem Ein Moisef Chaim, who cares if it's not in the special kol tzarchei? Since it's not Moisef Chaim, covering it up is not going to make it cook more. So therefore, it should fall into the category, since it was covered when Shabbos started, I should be able to recover it. Others learn, and that's where the Bi'er Halacha is mitzadeh, that no. Even if it was covered coming into Shabbos, if it's not in a special kol tzarchai, he says, when you have a pot, a kli rishon that's boiling hot, right? Even though we know that if I take it off the fire, it's going to start cooling down, right? Because there's nothing adding heat to it. It's naturally laws of how heat works. It's going to start cooling down. However, he says, kol's man, it's still boiling. The food in that pot does continue to cook, right? So if I took off a pot that's 80, right? Let's go with the classic, right? Everybody knows when you take your ribeye roast out of the oven, right? And you had a thermometer in there that was at 130. Then you let it rest for 10 minutes. It's going to hit 140 because although it's starting to lose heat, right? But since it's so hot, it still continues to cook after you took it off the fire. So therefore, let's go back to our case. If I have a pot that's boiling hot, I take it off the fire and I wrap it up in a blanket and it's not completely cooked. Now I uncover it. When I recover it, even though there's no Maisav Chaim, there's nothing adding heat, but the fact that it's going to stay hot longer causes it that it will cook more, because as we just proved, that while it's hot, it still continues to cook. So therefore, they say that the case that the Mechaber is telling us, that if it's not Nispashal Kol Tzarcha, you cannot recover it if you uncovered it, is even in a case where it's Einam Maisav Chaim. And that's the way the Bi'er Halacha has mitzadet. And therefore, this rule that the Mechaber just told us in Siv Dalet, that if something was wrapped up, there was Hatmana was done before Shabbos, you're allowed to recover it, is only in a something that's a special called tzarchai, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's davar ma'isav chaim or not davar ma'isav chaim. You are not allowed to recover it on Shabbos. Okay, let's go to Sifei. In pina tafshul mi Shabbos b'kederich and a special kederich charetz. I took my food on Shabbos and I poured it over from the pot that it was cooked in, the kli rishon, into another pot. Mutal atmina b'davar shein ma'isav hevel. He says now you're allowed to do atmana. So if I take my soup off the fire, right, and I pour it over into another pot, that pot is now a klisheni, allowed to do atmana. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Pino. This halacha that the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to do atmana, even in something that's not Moshev Hevel, that's only by a kli rishon that they made this gezerah. We went ahead and we emptied it into another pot. Mutter, even though the hands, it's still yatzaledes, right? It is mutter. Even if I go, it says, which we're moving further, I go ahead and I pour it over back into the first pot. Okay? It's mutter. Okay? Because it's not called a clearishan. That's we view it no different than anything cold, which you're allowed to do atmana on. If it's in the original pot, but it cooled off to below Yatzaledis, Gam Kenir the Shari left minimum whom Kaimatsara, you can also do Atmana if it's a great need. Likadeira Kheris, you said the case is here, you poured it over to a different pot. The Ainaf Gaminim the Schaben Beferish Kadelakara or Bistomalaze, but it doesn't make a difference what your intention was, why you poured it over into another pot. There's no Issa Atmana anymore. As we'll see soon, once it's Dabah Maisa Hevel, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Kli Rishon, if it's a Kli Sheni, if it's cold, if it's hot, do it. Okay, so that's Sif Hey. Let's do Sif Vav over here. Mutla Hatman Mishabas David Sinan, you'll have to take a cold thing. The David Shaina Mice of Hevel, you'll have to take, so you can take a Lakshan Kugel that's completely cooled off. You want to wrap it up in a towel, wrap it up in a towel. Conditionally, it's not going to be ice. You don't want it to get colder, right? So let's say it's basically cold, but it's colder than it is in the room. And if you leave it the way it is, it's going to get even colder. You don't want it to get colder. You can wrap it up. Oh, Kadesh Topic Sinasa, by wrapping up, you feel that it will release something that's really, really cold. By wrapping it up, you feel that it's going to lose some of that real chill from it. If it's something that adds heat, you're not allowed to do that, whether you do it before Shabbos or on Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference if it's hot or cold. You're not allowed to wrap it up on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. Even an Adam Chashev is allowed to do this. Now, why is the Mechaber? What is Mishnah Berurah telling us? Why would I think that an Adam Chashev can't do something? So this is actually based on a Gemara. The Gemara, if I remember correctly, is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman tells his Eved, his servant, to go ahead and wrap something that was cold up. Okay. Rav Ami objects. Rav Ami says, you, Rav Nachman, are a Chashev a person. Even though wrapping up something that's cold is nothing wrong with, but as a chash of a person which people are looking up to, you should be even more machmer. That was the, and Rav Nachman obviously didn't agree with him, because otherwise Rav Nachman wouldn't have done it. So Rav Nachman held that you're allowed to. Rav Ami said you're not allowed to. The only reason Rav Ami said you're not allowed to was because it was an Adam Chashev. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah over here is telling us, that I'm telling you, Mechaber is paskening that you're allowed to do it, not the paskening be the Yavid you're allowed to do it. He's paskening like Rav Nachman that it's totally fine, even an Adam Chashev, there's no reason to refrain from this, you're allowed to go ahead and do it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. Davit Sinan, a cold thing, going mayim, water, a tafshal, tachas karim, uksasos. If you want to go ahead and take something cold and wrap it up and put it on the pillows or blankets that it shouldn't get even colder, it is totally permissible and you are allowed to do that. Okay, we will stop over here. In Emet Hashem, we will start with Siv Zayin tomorrow.